You are now listening to Vigilantes Radio, the people's choice for quality art, interviews, music, and hot topics. Hosted by Demetrius Houdini, Black Reynolds, and otherwise known as Dini Mussolini in the multi-universe. Call in to join the mix at 602-753-1654 or hop in via Skype. All episodes of this podcast are available for free download at www.onlyonemediagroup.com. We welcome all to submit material, topics, and ideas. Email us at vradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. Enjoy the show.
Oh yeah, one time for my people out there that are indigos, and two times for my people that are vegans. We are up to 14,000 plus listeners and 865,000 downloads worldwide just this year alone, and we've been at it for 3 solid years. I appreciate all of you who have been rocking with me on this journey, and we are still growing, baby. It is all because of you, most definitely. We are the people who have dedicated their lives to music, art, and research in every aspect, and we want to allow you the opportunity to tell your story. Man, we've had celebrities on our show, from Grammy Award-winning artists to actors to authors and professors. It really doesn't matter who you are or what walk of life that you come from. Just come on our show and talk to us, to book an interview or just to share a story. Email me at vradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. I'm passionate about what I do, just as passionate about what you do, and together we can get your voice heard by the people that should hear it. So let's create something incredible. When with that, hello and welcome to another episode of my podcast, Vigilante Radio. Thank you, as always, for tuning in and being a part of my audience family. If you like information on how to call in or ask questions or speak to our guests, you can always dial 602-753-1654 or hop in the mix directly from my website, which is onlyonemediagroup.com, and you can click on the Vigilantes Radio tab and call in directly from the site. How cool is that, right? Or for the best connection, listen to us by browser, which is blogtalkradio.com/onlyonemediagroup. And as always, all episodes are available for free download as the show ends on my website. And that goes for every show I've ever done. Tonight's episode is the Year of October interview. And ironically, it is definitely October. I am your host, Dini Mussolini. How could I almost mess up my own name? Wow. Anyways, let's go through announcements. All right. So today has been a very busy day for me. Sunday, right? I should be chilling. But no, I went to Atlanta to the Vegan Food and Tea Festival. Yeah, just checking out, you know, different foods that are not available in my area. And I am from Mississippi, Jackson to be exact. So, you know, there's a lot of pork and beef and things that I shouldn't be eating, but they are very tempting, you know. I've been a vegan maybe for 8 months now, yeah, and it's a struggle, a real struggle. Like, my family, they own farms, so when it's time for family gatherings, they have all these, oh man, luscious ribs and beef tips and all kind of, oh man, and I have stay clear away from that because I will get sucked in and, you know, the meat craving starts to come in and everything. But I'm trying to stay strong. So you keep, you know, praying for your brother out here who's trying to be a vegan and trying this healthy thing out for a change. Nope. All right. Now, the reason why I say today has been busy is because right after that, like, I was there from 2 to 6. Then I drove over to Memphis, Tennessee for a performance tonight. Yeah, I go on stage at approximately 12:15 at midnight, okay? And I'm doing a podcast. podcast at 10 o'clock right here from my hotel here in Memphis. I'm not too far from Bill Street. Actually, I'm performing at Club Rumba. Never been there before. I don't even know where it's at. Thank God for Google Maps, right? But I have a paper map just in case, you know, my cell phone ever goes down. Don't want to be out there, you know, relying on technology too much, right? Right. Okay, so yeah. Tonight I'll be at Club Rumba. If you're out there, you know, I'd love to meet ya. So, you know, let's turn up, as they say, right? Okay. Also, October the 26th, I'll be heading over to Lafayette, Louisiana at the Empire. November 6th, I'll be in Amherst, New York at Blackthorn 51. And November 19th, I'll be at the Viper Room in Hollywood for a three-day red carpet event, snapping pictures and all that. Of course, they're not snapping at me. I'm not the, you know, headliner, but a friend of mine is. Bone Thugs and Harmony, they'll be the headliners. So I'll be out there with those guys, you know, getting my groove on, and I got 15 minutes to amaze all of the people out there, and, you know, I'm going to do my thing, of course. But, yeah, so we're adding more shows to the lineup there. And I know SongKit.com says that I'm on tour, but I'm not. I'm just doing spot dates. This is just to get the last project that I get out of my system, No Days Off, which came out 3 years ago, and we've been rocking it for 3 years, man. How incredible is that? Like, most records don't even live past a year, but I've been rocking off of No Days Off for 3 years now, and I'm ready to be done with that chapter and start on something new. So that's why I've been performing a lot lately. Barely been home. But, you know, that's just for me to get it out of my system so I can go off into my cave, grow a long beard and long hair, and get into my creative space. And then, you know, reemerge as caveman, right? All right, so that is my schedule for the rest of this year. So far, we're still adding dates if they, you know, sound interesting enough. And then we'll go from there. Okay. All right, time for Coach Deanie Tip. As you know, every show we give a Coach Deanie Tip. All right. Today's tip is mostly about the brain of artists and musicians, because it's not a secret that most musician brains are just a little different from the normal brains out there. As with any skill or profession, most of it can be learned, but certain things that you need to be good to be a good musician comes from nature and not nurture. So, do you show symptoms of musicianship? You do. All right. Because most musicians or artists are naturally curious. And I say that because you know that door in the apartment that nails shut. It's like, you got to know what's behind it. There could be a really cool story for a song. Or that trail through the woods that you see when you're riding the bus. Sooner or later, you get off the stop just a tad bit early just so you can go explore that trail. Or you want to go explore the trail. So what happens when you put a bunch of big ball bearings on piano screens? Heavenly sounds, huh? Well, you're just a person to find out. Curiosity, exploration, experimentation are the bread and butter for musicians. You don't believe me? Try it out. You'll see. I wonder what that guitar riff would do, right? All right. So that is my Coach Deanie Tip for tonight. If you like more or to book a session with me, you can get on over to onlyonemediagroup.com. And right there from the landing page, you can add me to your schedule or look into my schedule and see where I'm at. You can schedule a free 15-minute analysis on your mindset about your whole career or where your career is headed or where it's not headed. And I'm the guy that will help you get out of the rut. Well, that's what I do, man. That's what I do for a living, traveling and performing. Right. Okay, so from the website, there's several widgets on the side, on the right side. You can text me. You can email me. You can do all sorts of cool things right from the website. Very hands-on. You don't have to go through a mound of managers or anybody important like that. You can talk directly to me, all right? So head on over there and book your session today. All right, with that, let's get into some music. Here is Year October, Year of October, Golden Days. That was, again, Year of October, Golden Days. And I must say, man, Golden Days brought back some memories. Like, oh my God. Like, if I could just sum it up. Let me just tell you guys this, okay? I'm a black kid from Mississippi. You say, okay, so who cares? But, you know, you hear a lot of things about the South. But one thing that is true, music is definitely a universal language. And it's the bridge to a lot of genres, a lot of, you know, groups of people, no matter the color. So it brings back a lot of memories for me because the part of town that I grew up in, like, we have these flea markets. And there would be, like, pig races, and there would be, like, honky-tonks right outside the flea market. And then right on the corner, there would be, like, blues, there would be jazz. And all of these different bands and different colors of people are just playing. And sometimes, like, the music was so good, they'd be playing from their ear sometimes. And they would just create a song right there. you know, there's multiple crowds of people just standing together, listening to all these different elements being blended together into a freestyle song is what I call it. So, yeah, forget what you heard about the South. One thing you should know is that we do create great music. And great music is one thing that the year of October do. So yesterday I was talking with the cat in my backyard. We were sharing ideas and beer and whatnot. I mentioned to the cat that I was interviewing a band called Year of October pretty soon here. And the cat looked at me like, okay, come on, dude, turn on the music and let's like hear this band. So I have these like huge outdoor speakers in a system and I cranked it up so that all the little creatures in the woods right next to my backyard and can come out, chill, grab a brewski, and enjoy these fine tunes. Man, we had a blast out there in nature. It was so swell. And well, as you guessed it, Year of October is my special guest tonight to talk about all the things music. You're going to love it. So let's take a second or two at the beginning and let them introduce themselves to the Vigilantes Radio family, or as I call you guys, my hooligans. What is good, Year of October?
Hello, how are y'all doing?
Hey.
How are you? I'm doing well, thank you.
No problem. So, let's go ahead. Well, who do we have on the line, first of all?
This is Felicia and Josh Sullivan.
All right. Sullivan, so you both share the last name.
We do.
I assume marriage or brothers?
We are married, yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, that is so cool. Like, making music with your significant other. That has, that has to be, like, bliss on an entirely different level.
It is a good time.
Yeah. I just imagine that.
Yeah.
You're on stage, and you just look over at the love of your life, like, playing music together. Like, man, that is awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I can imagine. So thank you so much for joining us and taking some time to talk with us all. We are about 2 hours away from each other because I'm out here in Memphis and you are in Nashville. Right?
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. Thanks for having us.
No doubt. So on Wednesday morning, I was sitting and typing out at around 9:05 over at my home base or castle in Jackson, Mississippi. I was sipping some green tea and had all my little gems in front of me. And I started to wonder in the back of my mind if somebody out there in the world, like you guys, were sitting or writing a new song or had ideas right now while I was typing out these questions to ask you. And naturally, it did eventually lead me to one question that I have to get out and wanted to ask you guys. I find I'm creative and do my best writing at some really strange time of the day, usually around 12 a.m. or 10 a.m., you know, something like that lately.
Yeah.
When do you guys find your most creative or, you know, writing times?
We usually write later at night. We work full time. And so, what did you
say? I'd say probably like 9 or 10.
10, 11.
Yeah.
It depends. Sometimes on the weekend we'll go even later, but usually 9 to 10, right around there.
Cool. That's usually Call of Duty time for me. If you're familiar with that. That's a video game for the Xbox. Yeah. That's usually that time for me.
Nice.
So my next question, where do you do your writing and how is the place where you write? Like, set up the picture for all of us. Like, what is the setting like when you're sitting down writing together or writing, you know, separate?
When we're writing together, it's usually in our living room.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple couches in here. He sits on one playing guitar and I'm singing with my notebook and on the other couch, and we got a bunch of bookshelves, so we're surrounded by our books and movies that we love that inspire us to write, and
a bunch of records,
and our cats are hanging out, so
Cool.
It's a cozy little space.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds cool, especially with the cats around. Oh, and before I forget to mention, we do have a counter over here on our browser, and it lets me know how many people are actually tuning in live. And then I have a counter later on after the show ends, and it lets me know who tuned in afterwards, which is all still cool as long as they listen. So right now we're counting at 795 people that are on the browser. So I really appreciate you guys for tuning in tonight. All right.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, let's get back into the interview. All right, I better make sure we back it up for a second before I go on with other of my random thoughts and questions that pop into my brain. For the people out there that aren't yet familiar with you or your music, what would you say are the defining elements of the music that you make?
I'd say it's very dynamic, rock and roll, and it's got a lot of soul and blues to it. But I'd say the big thing for us is making people bob their heads, like having a groove to it. But at the same time, having kind of a little bit of darkness. Like the music's definitely dark, and but it's got to be groovy.
Oh yeah, that swell.
Yeah.
All right, if we can get a little history on your October, like what got you interested in music, where you all started, you know, all that good stuff. Tell us about where it all began and what defines your music today.
I think that we both got interested in music pretty early on. I mean, I grew up in a very musical family, and so, I mean, I've been singing since I was pretty much since I could talk. I have videos when I was like 4 years old of my mom recording me songs I've made up in our living room. And so I pretty much always knew that I wanted to do something in the entertainment industry. And so singing was always probably my favorite. And so Josh and I met in college, and that's when Year of October started. But I mean, he has been playing music since you were 13.
Yeah. I played band in school. Like I played trumpet for a little while, but then I got started playing bass guitar and guitar when I was about 13 or 14. And then me and some friends started a band around that time. And I've played a bunch of bands since I was about 13 or so, you know, a bunch of different rock bands and stuff. And then when me and Felicia started dating, we just started writing music together. And we found out that we really liked writing and performing together, and that kind of turned into the band.
That is cool. What other like musical backgrounds do your family have, Felicia?
Most of my family sings. My grandmother, my dad's mom, they have a couple of baby grand pianos, and she plays piano. So every time we're over at their house for holidays or anything, she'll play, and my family will gather around and sing. And I mean, we grew up singing in church and in musical theater. So that's pretty much it.
Oh, wow. So you all gather around the piano with the eggnog and hot chocolate singing.
Yep.
They do.
That's cool.
It's a lot of singing.
That's cool. That's cool. And Josh, you mentioned that you were in the band playing trumpet. How long did you play the trumpet?
Yeah. I played until I was 15. So I was like, I played for about 4 or 5 years. I think I was like 11 when I started. So I played through my freshman year of high school. And then I just got more involved playing guitar and playing bass. I started taking bass lessons around the same time and just kind of got away from the trumpet. I still love the trumpet, but I just got involved playing other instruments.
I played the trumpet for like 6 years and I hated it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. As soon as I graduated from high school, I sold it to some other kid.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like yeah, I made it up to... Oh, go ahead.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I was like first trumpet, second chair. And I could have got a scholarship in music, but it wasn't what I wanted to do as far as like marching band or, you know, symphony bands.
Yeah, it wasn't really what I wanted to do either. That's why I got out of it. definitely pretty cool.
Oh yeah, for people
who like it, but it just wasn't for me.
Oh yeah. It was definitely good, like breathing training and discipline ship.
Yeah, definitely learned a lot of theory and learned just a lot about music in general from that.
Oh yeah, were you able to use any of your teachings from that and what you do today?
Yeah, I think that because like really when I started taking lessons like guitar and bass lessons, it translated over. Like I was able, since I could already read music, doing that I was able to just to translate that over to guitar. And even though it was very different, it definitely helped out a lot in doing that. And today, even though I don't notate our music when I don't write it all down or anything, it definitely helps with just knowing theory and I can apply that stuff when we're writing or playing for sure.
All right. If I have my information correct here, you guys released Golden Days only a couple of years ago. Those had to be exciting times. The process of a new release is always bound to put a little more bounce in our step as musicians. It's just a great time to be alive when it's all happening, isn't it? So tell us about that particular album.
Golden Days. Well, Golden Days, the song, is actually based on kind of stories that happened in a house I grew up in. It was a lot of, just weird sort of things. We like sort of ghost stories that kind of happened in the house. And so that's where the album title came from. And we kind of felt like that sort of summed up the rest of the album. We felt like it was a little darker than our first record we put out. And it was just a lot of stories that were put together with a little bit of a darker feel. And so, I don't know. It was a lot of fun to write. We draw a lot of influences from like Stephen King stories, and so I really liked that record.
Yeah, it was a blast to make it, and we recorded it all at our house, and it was about like a 6 to 8 month process, just getting it all recorded and getting it all done, and currently we're actually doing that with a new record right now. We should have it done probably this spring, and it'll be our third record. But Golden Days is definitely a blast putting out, and then getting to kind of get behind it and promote it a little bit was a lot of fun as well.
Can we please have the name of the new project?
It is to be decided.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We'll call
gotcha.
It self-titled for now.
Right. Is there an actual haunted house?
Well, it's been torn down. But a lot of real creepy stories happened there. Like my grandmother had a picture float off the wall at her. And
yeah, where Felicia used to live. It's where Felicia grew up.
Yeah, it's my house I grew up in. Yeah.
Wow. What was that like growing up?
A lot of weird things. Do what?
Well, what was it like growing up living in a haunted house?
I mean, I was creeped out the majority of my childhood. So.
She's a giant chicken now.
I am. I'm still kind of afraid of the dark. So.
She won't turn off the lights. She's the last one to go to bed.
It made for interesting stories. We've got a lot of really good stories about that house.
I could imagine. So what was the experience like in recording your single Gone from the album Golden Days?
We actually, that was the last song that we wrote and recorded for the record. We actually had the rest of the record written, and we were, us and our drummer Greg at the time were just jamming on that groove for a little bit, and we just wrote that song, We had debated not putting on the record, and we were like, no, that could definitely be a single. So we were like, we got to get this recorded, and we wrote it pretty quickly, but we were real excited about it, just kind of the way it came about,
I was stuck in the bathroom of our house for a long time because that's where we recorded vocals. So they just shut me in the bathroom. And
Hey, the bathroom has cool reverb.
It did. I mean, it turned out really good.
Yeah, that
was, that bathroom was pink and gray.
That house had a really good recording bathroom. Our house we live in now, not so much, but it was definitely fun recording that song. And that one was, like I said, was definitely the fastest I think we've written and recorded something.
All right, cool. All right, let's take a music break and play another song from Year of October. This one's called I Can't Fly. And we're going to send a shout out to, say that again.
Oh, I said cool.
Yes, sir. And we'll send a cool shout out to the guy, Greg, who's drums for the band. Greg with the really cool hair. Here it is, Year of October, I Can't Lie.
That you want me here. My heart's on fire, but my mind's unclear. Oh no, in a twilight dance. let the moon be a gate into the night. Let the moon be a guide into the night.
Just listen to Year of October Into the Night, and we are back from our break, and we are up to 896 people. You guys were late. I was just playing. Thank you for tuning in. So since you're on the browse, click on the description of the show, and there is the bio and all the social media links, like the YouTube, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook. So go ahead on over and visit those sites and listen to the music, leave comments, show your support, make sure you follow and share. Yeah. All right, we are back with Year of October. So tell us, what kind of themes, genres, and subjects do you end up exploring through your writing and music from Golden Days?
Yeah, I would say one of the biggest themes that we have is it's almost like a spaghetti western, like revenge theme, and we're big movie and book buffs, but we've written a couple songs where it's kind of we create a story about we have one song, it's called You Were Mine. And it's the third track on the record, and it's about a woman, and it's like the late 1800s, and she wakes up and her husband's missing, and she knows that he's in town with this other woman that he's like promised her that he's not going to see anymore. So she rides into town on her horse and confronts him in the middle of the street and pulls a gun on him, and it's interesting. I don't know. Where the ideas, come from, but we love to tell stories. And, like Alicia was saying, we read a lot of books and a lot of movies. Some other stuff on Golden Days, we definitely have a lot of, definitely ghost themes. And, we talk about,
the Dark Tower
and Stephen King series, The Dark Tower. We, have a lot of stuff about that. And, we just really like telling stories and creating our own fiction. So. A lot of fun.
Cool deal. And as songwriters, musicians, and performers, obviously you have a lot to say and communicate to us all. And of course, it's nearly equal impossible to say it all over the duration of one song, one EP, or one album. If you did somehow have a way to sum up what you wanted to say through your music, what might that be?
I just think we want our songs to be truthful. I don't think that we want to put on a front. I think we just kind of want to be who we are. And like Josh was saying, we like stories and we like to tell stories. So I think that these stories that kind of represent maybe the darker side of humanity, just kind of putting that out there, and just kind of, I don't know, just showing something that...
It's kind of like with folk music. I mean, you listen, we have, even though we're not a folk band, I think we definitely have that kind of element to us because, each song we write, most of the time they're different stories and each song we write has something different to say. And for the most part, it's just we want to just have a great story. I think that's the most important thing.
Ernest Hemingway said, if it's honest and true, then it's a good story. And I think that's kind of what we do with our songs.
At least what we try to do, for sure.
Right. That's cool. Are you guys playing any Halloween shows?
We are playing we are playing a Halloween show down here in Franklin. Pretty excited about it.
Okay.
It is I can't remember what the we're gonna look up what the place is called here real fast, but yeah, we're real excited about that. Do a little, you know, it's like five bands that are playing, and be a good costume party and be a good time.
All right. Any ghost hunts?
I like doing ghost hunts. Felicia, who's a big chicken, is not a big fan of that kind of stuff. But I do. I like that kind of thing. I like haunted houses too, but she won't go in with me.
Hello. You gotta go to a haunted house.
Yeah.
Do you know, last year I was out there in line all the way to like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I got there early. And early is like,
holy
it
cow.
It was ridiculous. But so many
is that
people,
a haunted?
Yeah, to come to a haunted house. So many people had come out there.
Wow. Were you dressed up?
No. But the place was like this old prison, and it was out in the country part. Like, there was nothing but like forest surrounding it, and it was like the only building that was, say, 27 miles away from town.
Wow.
Residents, no gas stations, nothing. It was spooky too.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
We figured out the venue we're playing. It's called Kimbrough's Cafe. So it's in Franklin, Tennessee. It's like about 30 minutes outside of Nashville.
What time does the show start?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. All right, guys. If you're out near Franklin, 9 o'clock is the time. And what's the date, Josh?
31st. Yeah.
31st of October. Get your Halloween on with Year of October.
Yeah, it's our last day of the month.
Yep. How do you feel like your own art, music, and songwriting have progressed, evolved, and grown from where you all started to what it is today?
Well, it's definitely grown a lot since we started. And we still do some acoustic songs on each record. We'll put two or three. But the way we started playing was just me and Felicia, and it was definitely more folky. I think the direction that we've gone in, the songs have just become a little darker. But they also have, we have some fuzzed out guitars, and it's a little bit heavier as well. And the songs, I think they still keep a soul element to them, but it's definitely a little bit heavier rock music. But we've changed so much since our first record too. On that record, some of the music was it was a little bit each song was a little bit different than the last one, and on Golden Days it's definitely more in the same direction. So.
All right, cool. And I just got a message. It says, "Danny, you genius. What part of Franklin? Tennessee. My bad. Tennessee. Franklin. Tennessee. Near Nashville. If you were listening earlier." No, they're trying to be funny. But if you were listening earlier, they said Nashville, Tennessee. I'm over in Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, Franklin.
Genius.
Yeah. Okay. No, these guys are real cool. All right, what life changes or life events along the way have shaped the wave that you currently write? And is there another step in your evolution still to come?
I'd say, we got married about 5 years ago, and that's it's definitely been interesting because the way that we write, before we were married, we weren't living together, and we would, we would hang out all the time, but, we'd make time to get together and write music. And now that we're married, we're together all the time. It's just different. You have to kind of adjust. Like you, I don't know. It's weird. Even though you're together all the time, sometimes you have to make more of a conscious effort to play, practice and to write. We practice all the time, but to write new stuff, always making a conscious effort for that. Also, I think just getting full-time jobs, there's not really one specific moment for me, at least, but I think getting full-time jobs has really impacted the way that we write music. Because, you get home and sometimes the last thing you want to do is get up and start, getting the creative juice. Like, you just want to lay on the couch and veg out. And we make a point of it to write, every day. And it's definitely been good being here in Nashville, just because we see so many other artists. We also moved to Nashville when we got married. And I think that's a huge influence on us, just because being around so many other artists and so many other bands, it's inspiring to create your own music, and it really gets us to get our juices flowing and be like, we have to, we have to come with our best, because everyone else is going to be awesome. So I think those are some good examples of that. You have anything, Felicia?
Yeah, I think moving to Nashville has probably challenged us the most, because playing every night with everybody down, I mean, everyone in Nashville is a musician. And so you have to be on your best game every night that you play here. And so I really think that has challenged us as writers, and it's challenged us as performers. I think that our stage presence has really grown, and we've gotten a lot better since we've moved down here. Because, I mean, you got to keep people interested. And I think Nashville has really helped us with that.
Definitely. Those are some major life changes: marriage, relocation, full jobs. What do you think is the next major life change?
Hopefully, being able to play music full time. Yeah. That's the goal. And to be able to take it on the road more. We just got off a small road trip this weekend. We played up in Louisville and Paducah, but we have to work to Kentucky. Louisville and Paducah, Kentucky, and so it was a great road trip. But we definitely would like to make it a full time job. And we got to work tomorrow. Both of us work at a bank down here. But it would be really great to work towards making it a full time gig.
Definitely, and that's how you met your drummer, correct? Through banking.
It is. Yes. Yeah, that's how he actually
awesome.
Came in. He was wearing a Spider-Man shirt, and we started talking about comic books, and we just immediately became good. We became friends, and it was weird. I felt like I'd known him for years, even though we'd only, he came over and jammed, and we were talking, and I felt like I'd known him for a long time, and Greg's awesome.
Yeah, anybody wearing a Spider-Man or Punisher shirt is definitely a friend for life.
That's true.
So, Josh, DC or Marvel?
Oof, that's a tough one.
Marvel!
Yeah, I like Marvel, probably.
You're a huge Batman nerd, though.
I am a huge Batman nerd, though, yeah. I guess what you said. I do like DC, but probably go with Marvel, just because they have more comics that I read.
I'm an X-Men nerd.
Felicia's Marvel.
Oh, wow.
All the way. She's all about the X-Men.
Cool. Do you think the movies give them justice?
You talking about the X-Men movies?
Yeah. Any Marvel
movie.
Ooh. Yeah, I like the Marvel movies. The X-Men movies, I like the first two of the new ones. I didn't really care for Apocalypse, but I loved Days of Future Past. I thought they did a great job with that one. But the Marvel movies, I like most of them. I think the only ones I didn't care for, I didn't really like the first Captain America movie. But all the Avenger movies are great, and Guardians of the Galaxy is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
What do you
think,
man?
I definitely agree. Marvel is definitely winning when it comes to their movies, but their TV shows and Netflix programs, they suck. DC, however, their movies suck, but their TV shows are on point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, say, the new Batman man, that sucks. Batman versus Superman sucks. But the shows like Flash and Arrow and Supergirl, they're great because of the storylines.
Yeah.
And you get over to like Jessica Jones with Marvel, that show sucks.
I watched the first season of Daredevil, but I haven't seen anything past that.
Yeah, Daredevil wasn't all that great either. Until The Punisher came.
I haven't gotten that far.
Yeah, the guy John Bethel from Walking Dead is playing The Punisher.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Yeah. All right. That's enough of nerd talk before we turn this into a comic book show. Which I am all down for, I tell you. Have you guys found a style of music that you feel will stick with you guys for life, or will there be a reason or want to try something new?
I don't know. We don't really stick with one style ever. Like we base it, like we say we're rock and roll, but I think we're rock and roll with a lot of different influences. So I don't know if we'll ever stick with one specific thing. I like to be able to branch out and do everything.
Definitely.
Can't wait to hear the hip hop record. I'm just kidding. No, I think that I agree with her though. We definitely we have our own sound don't have our own sound, but we have our own style doing things. But I think genre wise, it's just I don't think we're ever gonna put it down into one category. We definitely like a lot of different types of music, and I don't ever want to get stuck or put ourselves in the box.
Yeah, I will have to disagree with you guys. You guys do have your own style. I like the record I Can't Lie. Like, I was over here grooving, like me and the cat, we were just bobbing out, and it was totally different from Golden Days. And,
yeah.
You know, like I said, Golden Days brought me back to, like, growing up. But you guys still put your spin on it. It was still a Year of October song. So I believe you guys do have your own style. You have your own cadence. But you also have different flavors. Like, ice cream comes in vanilla, chocolate,
I think
strawberry. Yeah, but it's still ice cream.
Yeah, I got you, man. I think I think you're saying what I was trying to say, but you're saying it a much better way.
All right. A lot of artists tend to start doing what they do in order to fill a void or need or offer something entirely new to the world that hasn't been done yet. In others, we draw from the inspiration of influence or pursue the dream in the same way our heroes did. What did you listen to on your own time, and do you factor in at all what other writers, artists, and bands are singing about in music, or is that an entirely separate thing for you guys?
I mean, I love Norah Jones. She's the coolest.
Mm. Yeah.
And I mean, I love Amy Winehouse, Etta James, Aretha Franklin. I just really like strong, powerful women vocals. And so I think, I mean, that inspires me in how I sing and how I write. I think they do a lot of cool different spins on melodies and like how they kind of weave their vocals in and out of the music. And I mean, I think those people really influence how I write. What they write about, not necessarily. I kind of take my own experiences and like what I read about and what I watch, and I kind of create my own stories. But I think they definitely influence how I write my melodies and how I sing certain things.
Yeah, I grew up listening to, like, I mean, I still listen to, like, the, you know, Led Zeppelin and Beatles, Ryan Adams, Rocco DeLuca, just so many great artists, Black Sabbath, and then you know, folkier stuff like Nick Drake, and I think it definitely influences, because, like, it definitely influences me, because, like, I'll hear some sort of, you know, guitar part or melody, and definitely want to be like, oh, I got to do something similar to that, or try to do my own, you know, spin on things. And I definitely listen to what people write about too, and kind of use that to, you know, inspire me to do something, or even like to say, okay, that's been written about, let's take it a different direction from there. It really just depends. I think it's on a song by song basis for sure. But, so much great music out there. And me and Felicia, both listen to a lot of good, you know, like she was saying, a lot of good soul music, and Sam Cooke and Otis Redding, and there's so much good stuff.
Oh yeah. All right. After the music break. Oh yeah. You know what time it is. We'll be back to put Year of October in our traditional hot seat to hear either some vocals, poems, spoken word, jokes, stories, live instruments, or they even may do that rap record they were just talking about. You never know what these creative minds and vessels will produce in a spotlight. So when we come back, we'll find out if they have what it takes to be put on the spot, a test of their true artistry, and the other bands that are in Nashville, Tennessee. Here it is, Year of October, Spell on Me.
Time's got a spell on me, got a spell on me that keeps me from you.
Forget to click on the description of this show and check out all the social media links in the bio right under the episode info. All right, tonight we will take questions from Google Hangout again. So if you're on the browser, just go ahead and look me up. You guys have my info, and go ahead and start texting me those questions. All right, Year of October, it is on you guys.
Okay. You want to play? Do you want to hear one of our new songs that'll be on our new record coming out? Can we play
sure.
Live?
Sure. Yeah, that'll be great.
All right. Here, I'll give it to Felicia here. Hold on.
All right. Huh? This one's called "Come and Get It." Brought me up, bring you
That was awesome. And what was the name of that song again?
Thank you.
It was called Come and Get It.
Come and Get It. All right, all right. So are you guys ready to take questions from listeners?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, let me log on over here to Hangouts and see what we have. All right, first question. It's from Johnny Bravo 88. Cool. Johnny Bravo says, first, that was a real cool jam, an exclusive jam. Josh and Felicia, I appreciate you guys for playing that live for us.
Thank you.
He also says that his question is for Josh. He asked,
okay,
Josh, were you ever hazed in band camp?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, like they, I remember people like stealing, I think they stole all my clothes. My first, you know, my first day there, you know, the older kids did. So yeah, there was definitely some hazing. And since I didn't continue playing trumpet, I didn't get to do it back to any of the fresh or the young people when I was older. But yeah, I definitely got a little hazing.
Oh man, you missed out, Josh. I'm telling you, payback was great.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny Bravo also asks. He says he's been playing guitar for 8 months now. Cool, Johnny.
Okay.
He's asking, what advice would you give to a beginner?
A good question. I would say just learn anything and everything that you can, and just you know, learn as many songs as you can. Learn you know, learn scales, play along scales. But the more songs that you know, really just you know, kind of opens you up, because like once you know, you start with, you know, some of your favorite songs that you know really well, and once you know you can kind of continue playing those. And I'll just say learn anything and everything you can, and play as much as you can as well.
Josh still plays scales constantly. I think that is what really helps him with guitar, is he's constantly sitting on the couch doing scales over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I remember, like,
that's
watching. Yeah. Wherever, just sitting watching TV or watching football or something like that, I'll get my guitar out and just kind of doodle on it and play some songs, you know, just some scales and stuff. So, but yeah, that was a good question.
All right, second question is from Sasha. Sasha says and asks, Dini Mussolini is such a genius, he did not ask. Okay, y'all got to lay off the genius stuff. He did not ask, where did the name Year of October come from?
Well, when we first started playing, it was just me and Josh acoustic riding together. And so I kind of felt like it would be the sort of music that you'd play around the campfire, like in the fall. And so I wanted to take that feeling of fall and make it go year round. And so I feel like October is like a definitive month for fall. And so I wanted to take that October and make it go year round.
Okay, cool. And thank you, Sasha, for the compliment. Genius. All right, she has a second question. She's typed now. Then I'd be an insult. All right, she asks, if you guys could change your name, what would you change it to? Your real name.
Oh.
Like our actual names?
Yeah, she's asking if you could change your actual name, what would you change it to?
Huh. When I was younger, I wanted my name to be Dominique Starr.
Oh.
Wow.
I was a big fan of Dominique Moceanu, the gymnast.
Why star?
I don't know. I thought it sounded cool, like a famous name.
Okay.
But I don't know if I changed it to that now, but that was at one point.
If I had to change my name, I guess, because I kind of like my name, but if I had to change it, probably my sister always calls me Johnny Boy. I don't know why. She just said I look like a Johnny Boy at one point. So I guess I'd probably change it to Johnny. You know, my buddy, one of my best friends named Johnny Walker, he's going to make fun of me for saying that. But I definitely think I'd probably change it to Johnny because my sister and my dad already call me Johnny Boy. So that's probably what I would change it to. Nothing exciting like Dominique Starr.
I like
him. All right, cool. Let's take another question. All right, this one is from Drillery Clinton. All right.
Drillery Clinton, okay.
Yeah, Drillery asked, what is one of the biggest pet peeves of the music scene of Nashville, Tennessee?
One of the biggest pet peeves, probably the other bands don't stay and watch when you play with the show, usually there's, you know, three or four bands on the bill. And Nashville has a bad habit of, or Nashville bands, I'm going to generalize here because there's some great bands that watch.
Not all
bands, but there is a pretty large portion of them that don't stick around and watch the other bands play. And that's a big pet peeve of mine. And me and Felicia, if we play a show, we're playing with multiple bands, we're gonna watch all of them. And we'll get there early and watch, you know, we'll watch the whole show. So.
Yeah, I think that happens everywhere.
It's not common decent.
It's
just Nashville, it's real bad.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's been very annoying to do. You know, you support one group or one band that's performing, and then when it's your turn, you see them leaving out the door. Like, really?
Yeah.
But yeah, that happens a lot. All right, let's take another question. Hard Knock Life 44 asked, what is you guys' favorite Halloween costume?
Boom. what do you think, Felicia? Last year? No.
I was a cat for several years. So that's probably my favorite. Josh was Phantom of the Opera.
I did go with Phantom of the Opera. I think my absolute favorite, though, had to be I went one year as Indiana Jones. And that was pretty awesome.
Cool.
I take mine back. It was Princess Jasmine.
Wow.
That's my favorite.
All right. Princess, Cat, and Indiana Jones. There you have it. All right. Another question from Amy. Amy asks, do you guys collaborate with other artists?
I've recorded some background vocals for some people, and we've written with a couple of different people down here. But mostly it's just us.
Yeah, for anything we do with Year of October, it's just the two of us writing. But we have definitely worked with and recorded with other folks. And Felicia just got on our buddy John Worthy. He just put out a CD. It's fantastic. And Felicia sang background on it. And then we're trying to get some good friends of ours from Lexington to record a record. And we're probably going to definitely collaborate on that and help and kind of work through some of the songs, and it'll be a good time.
All right. Another question from Man to Man. Man to Man asked, what is your opinion on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame adding hip-hop artists?
I mean, I think it's cool to me. I mean, there's definitely some great hip hop artists that deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, and I mean I don't know, I don't look at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as it has to be just one genre or anything, so that's cool with me.
Hold on, he's typing.
I was unaware that. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, you can go ahead. He's still typing.
Oh, okay. That was the first I'd heard of it. I was unaware they're adding artists into that, but I guess I don't really keep up with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, to be honest. But that's fine with me.
All right. He says never mind. He was going to debate with you, but since you don't pay attention to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he won't take it there.
Okay.
All right. Well, cool, man. Demand. Email me, man. Demand, and I'll take it there with you. I actually don't agree with them adding hip hop artists to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because they do not add rock and roll artists to the hip hop Hall of Fame, and I don't even think there's a hip hop Hall of Fame. Never mind. Man to man, don't email me. I'm just playing. Email me. All right. I have a question from a Buster Brown. Oh, this one's for me. It says, Coach Deeney, what is your advice on obtaining interviews with you and other journalists? Oh, good question. All right. Listen, Buster Brown. Getting the attention of music journalists is a struggle for almost everybody in the industry, even myself included. Like, I rarely do interviews for myself. And it is not because I'm not asking for them or nobody's asking me. It's just, I don't know, you know, that plateau is a little different. I don't really, you know, get involved in politics, you know, like music subjects, unless it's about particular, like, unless it's about art or the music that I'm creating. I don't like to get in debates about, you know, the gossip and drama that's going on in the music industry. So a lot of times I don't do interviews and I decline them because I know that's where they're going to take them. They send me the questions beforehand, I'm telling you. But here's some advice. No matter how popular the artist is, there are so many outlets and so many writers, and there are hundreds and thousands of people trying to get them to listen to their latest creations, and it's tough. But to those thinking they should do whatever it takes to grab even just a fraction of someone's attention, you might want to think again, because we're on the borderline of pet peeves here. There are some bad ideas and terrible ways to reach out to writers, just myself. And you may think some are an advantage, and some writers, they accept it, but some don't. You may get hurt in the process of, you know, coming onto somebody's Facebook page, just bombarding them with listen to this and without even saying hello. And that's one of my pet peeves. I get a lot of messages just right off the bat. They're asking me to listen to their music. I don't know them from Tom, Dick, or Sherry. You know, start with a hello. So here's something I'm going to talk about Facebook. And I get a handful of friend requests on Facebook per week. I accept maybe 1 out of 5, maybe. And it's not because I don't remember people or I'm trying to keep a number of friends, you know, down to a minimum. Instead, I ignore or reject so many because there are people I don't know who are reaching out to me. And that's not really what my Facebook is all about. In fact, my Facebook is for my actual real friends and artists and musicians and teachers and whoever else that I've really met in life. In fact, the existence that only friends, you know, people actually know, well, really that's what Facebook was made for and why they won so many people over from MySpace back in the day, because it was filled with so many strangers. So I personally feel that friending people on Facebook who don't know you or have never spoken with you is almost inappropriate. And I understand that many people want to develop relationships with people in their field, but there are better ways to go about such things, and the privacy of Facebook is not one, at least for me. Some writers are different. And I accept and appreciate all and any followers on Twitter or Instagram or WordPress or any of those platforms where you're allowed to give public opinion. I think Facebook is left to the intimate group, at least mine is, but that's just me. And if you do contact me, please say hello first. instead of listening to my latest hit. You know? Just have some common courtesy. All right. With that, we are coming to the end of our show here. Thank you, as always, for checking out my podcast over here at Vigilantes Radio. All the episodes are available for free download once the show ends, and that includes every show I've ever done. If you'd like to request music or send something for me to play, email it to vradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. I am genre-free. I do not judge, and I absolutely do not base my opinion on hearsay but facts. Everybody who's ever tuned in, you know that is a lie, because everything I say is for real and the truth. Bottom line, so deal with it. Nah, I'm just kidding. But on behalf of myself, Dini Mussolini, I appreciate you all for tuning in either afterwards or live with us. Make sure you spread the word. Make sure you click on the description of the show and share and connect with Year of October. A special thanks to our guest, Year of October, for joining us tonight. And just remember,
thanks for having us.
To be, oh man, no problem at all. No problem. I really did appreciate you guys. Really.
Yeah, well, thank you. We had a blast.
Yes, sir. So with that, just remember to be yourself and be absolutely great at it. Peace.